God. Amen? Amen. Through Scripture, we find that God introduces himself to his prophets by his given name, because for the Hebrews in the Old Testament, the name represented who the person was and what he had. They didn't take names lightly. They did not, naming a child was a very, very serious thing. Turn to Exodus chapter 3. We're talking about in the Old Testament here. The name represented who the person was and what he had. Hallelujah. I got so tickled because it's not that I forgot. I just hadn't made the connection. My grandfather's name was Abraham. And my mother's father, his name was Abraham. It's like, oh my God, when you look up the meaning of Abraham, it's like, oh wow. And we're gonna get to that in just a little bit because that's what the author talks about. In Exodus 3, verse 14. And God said unto Moses, well, let's go up to 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, look at that, what is his name? What shall I say to them? That's what Moses is asking. Verse 14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Glory to God. I am. Amen. I am that I am is translated from the Hebrew, and I'm just going to give you all these letters because I have no idea. YHVH. Do you see that in your books? YHVH. And translated into English from the Latin, this word means Jehovah. Amen. This name represents all that God is, his glory, his power, and his majesty. Amen. Glory to God. You know, he says, I am that I am. Amen. And then they had these letters. We don't understand all of this, but this was very, very important to them back then. And then it represents all that he is, all his glory, all his power, all his majesty. Says the author goes on, he says, what is the meaning of the name YHVH? It means one who lives, one who has life, or exists by his own will. Isn't that something? By his own will, he exists. And then I just wrote simpler, I am that I am. I am whom I will be. I am who I was. No, I am who was. I am the one who exists and shall exist out of my own will to live. Amen. I mean, that's why I want y'all to study this. I mean, this is just, it was just amazing to me. And then the author gives a modern definition. He says, I am God or the everlasting being, and I will reveal myself to those who need me. Every time God appeared before his prophets, he would give his name. Immediately his prophets would recognize him because his name represented everything that he was. Now the author talks about, he said, 12 main revelations of his name with which he revealed himself to his servants in the Old Testament. In the Hebrew tradition, the name represents the nature and character of the individual. Now this is not in your book, but in prayer, we were given some of the names. I don't think I have 12. I think I have like maybe 9 or 10. But I'll give you the ones that we had. And you got to understand that in prayer, it is all right for you to use these names. But I'm going to tell you something very, very profound in just a few minutes. I'm going to have to spell to sit canoe for you. Okay. The names of God. God is Jehovah, and it's a little dash, to sit canoe. TSIDKENU. And the meaning of that one is the Lord, our righteousness. Amen. Jehovah to sit canoe. Now in prayer, you might say, Father, I thank you that you are Jehovah to sit canoe. You are my righteousness. Amen. You know, just something very, very simple. You know, people think that it's got to be all the I's and the dials and the you don't have to do all of that. You know, back in my grandmother's time, you know, they didn't even know half of what we are learning today about God, about the Word of God. And I'm pretty sure for some of them, it was just a simple cry of help. Amen? And God heard it. I mean, God heard. Those people love God. They love God. And God accepted that. But as, you know, we begin to learn more, he's going to expect more. We are accountable. Amen? But it doesn't. It's not hard. Just come. Just come before him. Have communion with him. Talk with him. Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Amen. And then, you know, amen. It'll go from there. Another one. God is Jehovah M. Kadesh, capital M, a little, I guess, apostrophe, Kadesh, K-A-D-D-E-S-H, the Lord who sanctifies. So we've got the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord who sanctifies. Then we've got Jehovah Shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, the Lord, our peace. God is Jehovah Shammah, S-H-A-M-M-A-H. The Lord is there. Then we have God is Jehovah Rapha. Now they spell it R-O-P-H-E. I've also seen it R-A-P-H-A. The Lord who heals. Amen. Then God is Jehovah Jireh, J-I-R-E-H, meaning the Lord's provision shall be seen. Then we have God is Jehovah Nissi, N-I-S-S-I, the Lord my banner. Then God is Jehovah Rohi. I've seen this spelled a little different, but they have it R-O-H-I. The Lord, my shepherd. Then God is El Shaddai, E-L hyphen S-H-A-D-D-A-I. They gave the definition, the Lord Almighty. I have also seen it, the All-Sufficient One. And let's see, the God who is more than enough, El Shaddai. Now, Apostle gave us this one, Adonai, A-D-O-N-A-I. And the definition is master or ruler. He asked us the question. I think he might have asked it to y'all also. Does God own you? Amen. Hallelujah. He said that was a question for you to just think about. So, you know, the author was saying that there are 12 main revelations of his name with which he revealed himself to his servants in the Old Testament. These are some of the names. In the Hebrew tradition, the name represents the nature and character of the individual. When God, now listen to this, when God wanted to change a man's destiny or a woman, amen, and purpose, he would add one of the letters of his name to that of the man's. For example, Abram, A-B-R-A-M, meaning father of a multitude, was changed to Abraham, father of many nations. So he was changing Abraham's destiny and his purpose. Sarah, S-A-R-A-I, which means, Lord, manipulator. Manipulator, oh my God, that was her name. And he changed it to Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, which means princess, amen. Glory to God. God's name is holy, so much so that his name cannot be used in vain. This is the reason Jesus prayed, hallowed be thy name. God's name is holy, and it is not to be taken in vain. And he tells us, secondly, to sanctify his name before going ahead with prayer. Amen? So, you know, the first thing, you know, he says, you know, our Father. Then he tells us, hallowed be thy name. He teaches us to pray to the Father in his name, talking about Jesus. Pray to the Father in my name. Then he tells us, now you got to sanctify his name. Use my name, but then sanctify his name. Amen? Hallowed be thy name. Glory to God. Let's look at that in Matthew 6. I mean, I know it's somewhere else, but this is the one that we use, hallelujah, most of the time. The Lord's Prayer was written as a model to follow when we pray, a model. And I think the author says something about, you know, just not just something you repeat, just to be repeating it, amen? It's a model prayer. Matthew 6, starting at verse 9. You know, these are Jesus' words. He says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. Here we go with the sanctifying the name. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We talked about forgiveness last week. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. You notice how Jesus, you know, he starts with, you know, talking about, you know, going to the Father. And he told us earlier to use his name in John 16. And then he says, you know, we got to sanctify the name. But then look how he ends the prayer. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. You are Adonai. You own everything. Hallelujah. It all belongs to you. And that's why I'm coming to you, and that's why I'm asking you. Again, it was written as a model to follow when we pray. When we pray, we want to make sure that the name of Jesus is exalted. Amen? We want to exalt the name of Jesus. In the New Testament, this is what I was telling y'all. God deposits his power and authority into one name. Those names that we read earlier, Jehovah, you know, all the different ones. The 12 main revelations of his name found in the Old Testament, God also placed in one name. I hear it. Jesus. Can you imagine all of that when we say in the, this is why we say in the name of Jesus. You know, we say things and we do things, but we don't always have a revelation of what we're saying and what we're doing. And this is why Apostle has been admonishing us and teaching us. He's saying, you know, you got to have a revelation. You got to have a revelation. And so what we're doing now, we're gaining understanding that's going to lead us to a greater revelation of our prayer life. When we say in the name of Jesus, we're saying all of those things that God was to them in the Old Testament. He has now deposited all of that in the name of Jesus. Isn't that something? I mean, when I saw that, it was just amazing to me. It's like, yeah, now I understand. Now I understand. Because, you know, when I, you know, and I told y'all, you know, I didn't know how to pray. And it's like, the name of Jesus, you know, I know our Father, you know, but where you put out, you know, in the name of Jesus in there. I mean, you know, that's all we knew because that's all we grew up with. But then when I got a hold of this book and this man was talking about invoking the name of Jesus, I mean, you could tell he was all excited, you know, because see, Jesus is the one who has paid the price now for us to be able to go to the Father. Before Jesus, we couldn't even go. Amen. Because of what Adam and Eve did, they messed up. Amen. And so because of their mess up, none of us had a right to go to the Father. But then came Jesus. And then we found out that he has he reconciled humanity back to God. Now we can go, and now we can call him Father, our Father. Amen? Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. We're talking about the name of Jesus being exalted. And I tell y'all to turn places, and I just stand here like my Bible going to turn automatically. And it doesn't. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 9. Well, let's go up to verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Verse 9. Wherefore, as a result of that, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had some more. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, amen, talk about hell, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The author states that everything in heaven and on earth has a name. Everything in earth and everything in heaven has a name, but the name of Jesus is above them all. Amen. There is nothing on earth. There is nothing in hell. Hallelujah. There's nothing in heaven that has a name that is greater than the name of Jesus. And he says, we go into what does the name of Jesus mean? Hallelujah. Jesus in the Hebrew word, I guess they pronounce it Yeshua, J-E-S-H-U-A. Which means Jehovah is salvation. Jehovah is salvation. Now, that word salvation in the New Testament is the Greek word soteria. You're going to see that again. S-O-T-E-R-I-A. Soteria. okay? Which means salvation, healing, deliverance, protection. There it is right there. Prosperity. And they don't even know apostles. See that? Prosperity, strength, and security. These words represent who he is, the living God who lives in the eternal present as his name, I am that I am. Isn't that, I mean, the way he put that, who lives in the eternal, when you think of eternal, I think of future. But he says, who lives in the eternal present. It's like present never ends. Now never ends. It's all, isn't that something? It's always now. Hallelujah. That's where God lives. Where he lives, it's always now. Glory to God. When we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, it is as if Jesus himself was the one praying and the one asking. Amen. Why did God name his son Jesus? Why did God name his son Jesus? Jesus received his name because he humbled himself. He took the form of a servant and was obedient unto death. Let's look up at, you're already in Philippians 2, let's look up at verses 5 through 8. Philippians 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So that is why, you know, God gave him the name Jesus, because he humbled himself. He became a servant, and he was obedient even to death. Amen? Jesus inherited his name. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. And it reads, hath in his last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. There it is right there. He has appointed Jesus heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Amen. So, you know, what we're doing here, we're looking at God the Father, and we're looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we want to do is understand the importance of using the name of Jesus in prayer. You know, when you start to pray, even when you start to pray in the Spirit, you know, you say, Father, I'm coming in the name of Jesus. Or some people end with the name of Jesus, wherever you want to put it. Amen. Or even in the middle, thank you, Jesus. You know, Jesus. Because when we say Jesus, we're talking about all that God is, everything that he is. And then he has given him a name which is above every name. And we're talking about in the three worlds, heaven, earth, and hell. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, that's it. I want y'all to read chapter 4, and we're just going to be able to breeze through this next week, and then we'll be preparing for the test. Amen. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who helps us, guides us, teaches us, strengthens us. And we thank you, Lord God, for the gift of the Holy Spirit that we can, Lord God, speak to you. Hidden secrets, Lord. hidden truths, hidden codes, Lord. It's just between me and you. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed.